Good morning on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer. Let's review this past week's market activity. To do that, we'll visit with Justin Lovegrove at the ARC Group in Lincoln. Well, Justin, obviously no markets yesterday, so it was a four-day week for the trade. Before we talk about some of the news of the week, give us the numbers. Where did we end on Thursday afternoon compared to the prior week?
Maybe every week should be a four-day week for us, and maybe strength would go up in those shorter weeks. It's fine with me as long as we get positive numbers here to help people out a little bit. Realistically, we had a good week last week. May corn on the week was up 11 and a quarter. July soybeans were up 13. July wheat was up 5. So wheat's kind of the straggler, doesn't really know what to do with these levels. But the corn and beans had good weeks, up 13 and 11 respectively. Little weather concerns, but we'll see how planting goes in the next week with what rains happen over the weekend. We'll see how Monday reacts.
All right. Well, let's talk about, earlier in the week on Tuesday, we had that World Ag Supply and Demand update from USDA. Any lingering thoughts about that, Justin?
You know, we hit it quite a bit last week. It was a big report, pretty bearish on the face of it. What you love to see as a trader is somewhat of a neutral or friendly reaction to a bearish report. And I'm not calling this like the mother of all bearish reports. It was just numbers that were slightly above what the market was looking for. But we like to see how the market reacts more than the report shows. That day, we had a weakness when the numbers came out. It recovered real quickly, almost closed higher on the day, and we rallied the rest of the week to close higher. And we have plenty of corn. We have plenty of beans. We have plenty of wheat out there. There's no problems planting. I just think that the funds were caught short a little bit. A little bit of weather concern out there and created some instability, so the market went up this week.
You talked about the funds, and kind of surprising that they are short. That you said that's not typical this time of year, Justin?
It's not typical. This is a kind of different time of year for them to be short. Obviously, they usually build a big short into harvest or post-harvest when crop size is known. Typically, this time of year, they're making big bets on weather, and they're typically not betting on bearish weather because if you're a trader and you're willing to look at 350 corn and you think it can either go to zero or seven, you know, the odds are better of it going seven to zero because it's probably never going to go to zero. So they take a lot of bullish bets on weather this time of year in the summer. A little different this year. Obviously, like I said, it's a bearish scenario out there, a lot of grain. You know, basis levels aren't screaming, so it's not like we're running out of supply. Demand's good, but it's a little different because they are short beans and wheat pretty heavily. Corn and wheat pretty heavily. Soybeans, they were in a really big long position. They came out of all of it. They're really neutral to beans. To me, that's friendly on managed money side. I hate betting on what managed money is going to do, but you kind of have them off guard here a little bit, which has caused part of this positivity this week.
Now, it won't be too long. We will be into weather markets, won't we, Justin?
I can predict that will be a yes. We'll talk about it every day. The market will react to 11:30 forecasts, and the latest forecast will be the way the market trades for the next couple months. And I just like to kind of go through with guys and say every weather market is different. There's no two to look exactly alike. Unfortunately, there's a lot of people out there that like to predict weather, and they like to bet a lot of their revenue on what weather's going to do. And I just say your odds are probably better on a blackjack table in Vegas. Weather is one of the hardest things in the world to predict with any accuracy. What I do know is there are a lot of large planters across the Midwest that are sitting there idling, waiting for the right day to go out. And when you can put a couple 24-row planters out there and cover acres pretty quickly, these American farmers are pretty efficient at getting it done. Right now, I would say that we're in pretty good conditions, decent soil moisture. It's slightly wet out east. But the big picture thought to remember on weather is intense weather-driven bull markets are about 99% of the time caused by dryness and drought, not excess rain.
So, Justin, if weather is the bad bet, what way can we use volatility to our advantage then?
Well, we always say you want to be a seller of volatility. And when things are really quiet, you want to be a buyer of it. And by selling volatility, I'm just saying, new crop corn, if you're looking at protecting risk for next year, farmers should care what price they get for their corn. And we look at price difference, a lot of people do. We look at a combination of a futures decision, a basis of decision, and a carry decision. And right now, we're going to tell anybody who's listening on the radio, there's really no reason to lock in basis anywhere unless it's a specialty crop or some special situation. What we're looking at is futures and isolating the futures part of that. We have these futures almost at 395. We're going to go next week and talk about and recommend in our office a trade that allows you to put a floor in at 395 December corn futures and have a ceiling at 450. So we obviously have no idea what this summer is going to hold or where the board's going to go, what's going to happen. But we can put a floor on your farm today for the trade costs about 2 cents. I think it would give you a lot of peace of mind, and you're definitely your banker some peace of mind just to know, hey, look, this is the worst I'm going to do this year. You can just kind of know that you've got a floor on your grain that we can make a basis and carry decision later on down the year when we decide, you know, is the co-op going to be the place to go with it, or is the ethanol plant or the feed yard, whoever has the best bid at the time. We can offset that down the road, or we can put it in the bin. And it's a way for a farmer to take advantage of a recent run-up in prices.
All right, sounds great. Thank you so much for the information. Great discussion. Have a good weekend, okay, Justin?
All right, thanks, Chad.
Hey, thank you. We've been visiting with Justin Lovegrove at the ARC Group in Lincoln. For more information, you can call him toll-free at 866-574-2724. They're also online at agriskconsulting.net. On the Rural Radio Network, that's a recap of this week's markets. Have a good week. We'll talk to you again on Monday. I'm Chad Moyer reporting.